the same lines though. If you're, before you become exclusive in a relationship, do you feel that it's okay to date multiple people? Because if you're, especially if you're on a dating app, it's kind of almost understood that you're not exclusively talking to one person. Where do y'all stand on that?
Absolutely. Until it's exclusive, it's not exclusive. What's the problem?
And then even then, I'm still kind of like.
Well, wait. Even then, okay, so exclusive in your mind.
Okay, before, I have matured, as I mentioned before, so I don't do this no more. But what I used to do, because like that initial, like, okay, we're going to try exclusive. It was like exclusive light, exclusive adjacent. Like,
No. That's
adjacent. You know what it takes? It takes time to break off all those other ones. So I'm like, okay, you're the one I want, but I got to break Jimmy off a little slowly. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's like a fade out.
Fade out. Okay, this in my mind is very black and white. Either you're exclusive or you aren't. So in my relationships, at least, there have always been a conversation, a sit down, a talk, and saying, hey, we're exclusive now. We're in a relationship, the two of us. Everything else is getting cut off. Like from this moment moving forward, we are boyfriend and girlfriend. Like that's a carved out talk in the relationship.
So here's my question. You sit down, you say to him, hey, we exclusive. It's just you and me. Everybody else getting cut off. And he say, good, let's do that. Then you hang up with him or you separate. Now you got to go do the cutting off, right? Or do you cut off and then say, let's be exclusive? Because that's where I run into trouble. That's why I say, yo, you the one I want. You the one I'm rocking with. I don't want to be with nobody else. He say, good. I'm like, good. Yo, Tommy. Me, you can't be rocking no more. And Tommy's like, we need to have this conversation in person. And I'm like, all right, let's meet on Friday. We go out to dinner on Friday. Tommy plead his case. I say to Tommy, okay, I'm going to give you one more week. I don't know. Let's see.
No, see, okay, Candace, I was with you. I was with you up until the one more week.
Because I have a hard time. Like, if somebody, you know what, my last 6-7 breakups, they've had cases to plead. And you know, like I said, I'm very like conversation game is strong. So if you present to me a case, I'm gonna hear it out.
You ain't no public defender. You trying to be too diplomatic. It's like, look, I'm with this person. I now have a boyfriend. That means that you and I, we're done. Whatever we had, keyword had, it's over. So I don't like, ain't no second chance. I think by then you should have like, made up in your mind that no matter what, you got to be strong in those moments, Candace. And I feel like
I do have it made up in my mind. I just want to let them.
Because, okay, think about it the other way around. Okay. Mm-hmm. If he had some other women that he was seeing and talking to, yes. And then the two of y'all established you were together, you're exclusive. And yes. Then he goes out, he tries to cut these women off, but then they plead their case.
Yes.
And they're like, give me another week, give me another couple of weeks. And he's like, all right, fine. And he's now seeing them while he already said
he would tell me, like, because I always tell him, he would tell me, like, yo, you know, I went see Brenda, she had this side story. And I was like, we're both in a fade out period. Like,
so how long does that last? Because that gets really messy. And let's say your fade out before his fade out. So now one of y'all are in an exclusive relationship and the other one is not.
I mean, I've never had a fade out that lasted longer than 2 weeks. I'm just saying, maybe I need to break up with all those other people first and then say, okay, it's you and me. Maybe I need to reverse my order.
Yeah, why don't you reverse it and try a fade in to an exclusive relationship? That might work.
Maybe, okay. That's a good idea.
Well, I ain't got no fade out or no fade in at the moment. I'm just out, so... Nobody has to worry.
But you know, I feel like for me, like in my fade in, fade outs, whatever, I've never cut somebody off in person. It's been either a text, a phone call, something to let them know, like, hey, we're not dating anymore because I have a boyfriend. Like, yes. Because at that point, there's no need for me to go out on another date with that person. Because dating to me is not a serious relationship. So there's no need for me to meet up with you again to explain to you that I now have a boyfriend.
That's why yours is black and white, because you ain't never had to face these clowns in person. Sure, if I say, okay, it's over through a text, but I'm a classy lady. Like, I'm not going to break it with you.
I ain't classy. You see all this right here?
Let me see this, please, girl. I like it.
The way that Jazzy views dating versus maybe the way Candace views dating, right? So there's just a little difference there. You know, like, I think the understanding with Jazz is like, look, we dating, we having fun, it's cool, I'm getting to know you, you're getting to know me, and if it don't work, it don't work, we keep it moving. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. And then there's no hard feelings on either end. Hey, I'm caught up with somebody else, great, talk to you later, nice knowing you, back.
I understand that. Maybe I'm just from a different generation, okay? Because the thing is, like, if I'm dating somebody, like, if it's more than one, then, like I said, your conversation game must, there's something there, right? This being said, though, a lot of my exes were still, like, friends in some form, because they were good people.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that's my problem. I can't just, like, send a good person a text message, like, yeah, I know we bonded and we had talked about that one thing and I know about your situations and I'm hoping therapy working out for you. By the way, it's over. Text. Send.
Okay, that's different. See, in my mind, I'm talking about dudes that you met on POF and you got a roster in your phone and you've been talking, dating back and forth for however many weeks and you need to end it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about someone you have history with or someone that is a friend. That's different.
Jazzy got a roster. I just want to point that out.
I heard that too.
I'm a married woman and I am not.
Past tense.
No. Do you rosterfy or is it like, I mean, how you?
I don't have a roster.
You know what? Did you have a roster? Did you POF? Did you have a POF roster?
No, I never dated like that though. Like I was never a dater. I didn't do any of that. I went on a couple dates, but I didn't date around. So I didn't. And then even like the dating apps and stuff, it took me a really, really, really long time before I was like, okay, fine. I'll sign up for a dating app or two. But even then I barely used them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Even so that I think we just have different situations, because even when I did the dating app, y'all know I was doing like 2-week protocols, 4 weeks. So everybody who made it, I only had like 3 dudes who made it through that, and they were like we had established conversation, so we would go out a couple times and then one out of the 3 survived, and so I went out with the other 2 to break it off, to say, hey, no, you know, I like this other dude.
Okay.
Well, I let them leave me. Like that works too. I just let them leave me.
But I feel like that's not fair. I would rather, I'm much more like direct. Cause then if you let them, like, it's almost like you end up ghosting them because you don't want to tell them it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Like leading them on.
I'd rather just be direct and be like, look.
Through a text message though?
Or a phone call. It depends on where they like rank on the roster.
I have not broke up with anybody. I break up with everybody in person. Like, I don't think there's one person, unless we broke up like twice. If we were on our second or third breakup. Because sometimes you got to run it back and make sure. I don't break up like that. Like, yeah.
Okay. But see, also, in my mind, it's not a breakup because you weren't in a relationship.
This is so fascinating.
I just think there's like, honestly, I think my approach is far classier than yours. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh. Let me tell you about classy. I'm going to show you class when I take these earrings off and jump through the Zoom screen.
I do feel the fear of the Lord, though. Like, you might just.
She might just.
The season 3 finale premieres this Tuesday at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Stay tuned.